You're listening to SBS News.
A new report has found a growing number of Australian teenagers were forced into homelessness during the COVID-19 pandemic. As most parts of the country went into lockdown, Mission Australia's chief executive, Sharon Callister, says living conditions changed drastically for many young people at the time.
Well, obviously there is a key difference between having a roof over your head and a safe and secure home and being faced with no fixed address, sleeping rough, in refuges, transitional or crisis accommodation, no place to feel safe and secure.
The Mission Australia research shows 1 in 20 young people between the ages of 15 and 19 became homeless for the first time. Ms. Callister says responses from the survey's participants demonstrate how isolation during the lockdown triggered the issue.
They told us that the key reasons for first-time homelessness this time around were conflict and family breakdown, discrimination, family and domestic violence, psychological distress, and obviously all of those underpinned by the isolation experienced during COVID-19.
The study shows 4.8% of youths experienced homelessness in 2021, up from 3.9% in 2017. It also indicates 3 in 5 of them were young women. There was a marked increase in the number of young people with disability in the same predicament, up from 5.5% in 2017 to 13.6%. But there was a slight fall in the number of First Nation teenagers without a home, down from 8.8% in 2017 to 8%. Chief Executive of charity The Wayside Chapel, John Owen, claims the statistics do not accurately reflect the numbers.
Statistics like this and reports like this should really alarm us and highlight us to the fact that whilst most of what we consider homelessness, which is insecure housing, is a far greater number than the people we see sleeping rough on our streets. There are many who are just holding it together, who are couch surfing, who are doing their best to get to work and to education and to employment, but are quickly losing the supports to be able to maintain that kind of lifestyle, who will quickly end up on our streets. And I fear that if we don't take good and swift and corrective action now, we could see our streets, you know, with significantly increased numbers, which we're already beginning to see.
Charity organisations in Australia says insecure housing can lead teens to miss out on the education and employment opportunities they need for their future. Kate Colvin from Everybody's Home says with affordable housing getting further out of reach and a forecast of rising inflation, it will get more challenging for young people.
The rising cost of living, the things that are going up in price, impact on people on lowest incomes the worst. So, rents have increased massively. Basics at the supermarket are increasing. So it's really tough times, and it's going to fall very hard on young people who can't live at home and are trying to get by independently.
Non-profit institutions in the country say the nation desperately needs the 30,000 new homes for social housing promised by the new government. Mission Australia's Sharon Callister says the statistics indicate an urgency for action.
Well, if you look at the statistics and the fact that youth homelessness is increasing, and that's generally across the board, we're not doing enough. But we are pleased that the Albanese government has said that they've got a commitment to this. As I said, what we need to ensure is that it's affordable and it's timely. And the time to act is now.
Omar Bello, SBS News.